It's an attempt by the government to shift the blame away from themselves and the way they've actually handled this by putting the onus now on council staff and also by threatening local authorities that they won't have the money to pay and that services will be cut as a result of people not paying the household charge. But the blame for this lies in the way that the government have actually handled it, in the fact that they introduced a flat rate charge which didn't take into account people's ability to pay. They didn't give information, and they also made it, they didn't allow people to pay through post offices or have enough means by which people could actually pay the actual tax. As a result now of their incompetence, really, they're putting the onus on local authorities and pointing the finger of blame at them, and it's simply not acceptable.
Now, in the run-up to the household charge deadline, the Director of Finance with Donegal County Council, Gary Martin, he did highlight that if people don't pay this charge, then services in Donegal would be cut.
The reality here is that the government have handled this very badly. The way they went about it was a mistake. And instead of threatening local authorities with a reduction in services and with a reduction in finance, what they should be doing is trying to address the mistakes they made, then the deadline by which people are allowed to pay to September, and also make it easier for people to actually pay.
But even if the deadline is extended, there's still a lot of people out there who will still refuse to pay?
There is indeed, but I think a large part of that is down to the way the government has actually handled that. And they need to go back to the drawing board here, address the mistakes they've made, and try and come back with a much better set up in terms of allowing people to pay, admitting the mistakes that the government has made, and extending the deadline and giving people the opportunity actually to pay over the next period of time.